So I have something for everybody to hold in your hand. Everybody gets one while we tell the story this morning. Go ahead and reach into the bowl and take one. Everybody gets one for your hand. Okay. Hold that. Yep. Help yourself to one. Everybody one. Make sure that... Oh, I'm so sorry about your accident on the basketball court, Max. I'm glad you're here today. Everybody have one of these yet? Okay. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Everybody is holding a shining stone. You dig them up in your backyard? That is really exciting. Okay, so everybody's holding one of these shining stones in your hand, right? I want to tell you about Johnny who lost his stone. So what he thought, well, I've lost my stone. I know. I'll steal my sister's. But as soon as he took it, it wasn't shining anymore. It was sort of dull and ugly. So Johnny went outside and sat down under a tree, and he was just fuming mad. He sat there being mad for a long time until he got sort of bored. And then after he was bored for a while, he realized he was kind of lonely. He didn't know how to get up from sitting there under the tree being mad. Well, luckily, his sister Katie was concerned about him and came outside with some water and some crackers to give him a little snack. And he said, I really need to find my own stone. And he gave hers back to her. And as soon as it was back in her hand, it started to shine and glisten again. He said, will you help me find my stone? And she wasn't sure. She kind of liked having something that her brother Johnny didn't have. But as soon as she started thinking like that, she noticed her stone started losing its light. It became all dim and ugly again. So she said, yes, I'd be glad to help you find your green stone. And the brightness came right back to her stone and to her smile. So they decided to start by going next door to Mr. Rosehart, the neighbor. Mr. Rosehart was kind of an unusual old man. He wore a red nightshirt, even in the daytime. And he kept his shining blue stone wrapped in a bandana that he tied around his hair. And he painted his house the same bright blue color. Johnny whispered to Katie as they got near the house, I made fun of Mr. Rosehart last week. Katie squeezed his hand to encourage him. And so Johnny said to Mr. Rosehart, I'm really sorry that I called you names. I'm sorry I teased you and made fun of you. I've lost my green stone. Have you seen it anywhere? And in a kind voice, Mr. Rosehart said, let's go look in my garden and see if we can find it. They looked under every leaf and every flower, and they couldn't find it anywhere. Well, about that time, Johnny's daddy pulled into the driveway and got out of his truck and said, hey, what are you doing? Johnny said, well, I've lost my green stone. It happened last week, not too long after I yelled at you for being at work all the time. I'm really sorry I said those mean things. I know that you have to go to work so that we can have a house to live in and clothes to wear and food to eat. And the father put his hand on Johnny's shoulder and said, I've lost my stone a time or two in my life. I'll be happy to go with you while you look for yours. So Katie and Johnny and Mr. Rosehart and the dad went to Grandma's house. When Grandma found out that Johnny's green stone was missing, she was shocked. She said, well, you need to learn to be more responsible, Johnny. If only you would clean up your room, certainly you wouldn't lose things like this. But as soon as she said that, she noticed that her emerald green stone had turned into a sort of sickly olive color. And she said, in a much kinder voice, she said, Johnny, you understand that you lost the stone and you're the only one who can find it. But I'll be glad to keep you company while you look for it. Pretty soon, the whole neighborhood was out with Johnny while he looked for his missing stone. They walked up and down the sidewalks and through the parks, looking and looking, and Johnny got tired, so he sat down under a tree to rest, and his sister Katie sat down with him, and he looked around at all those people, and as he was thinking, you know how when you're sitting under a tree, you kind of feel the leaves and the grass, and he picked up an old little gray rock and sort of rolled it around in his hands, and he said, look at all these people, they're being so kind by helping me look for my stone, but the truth is, I'm the only one who can find it, and surely they have other things they need to be doing. Maybe they should all go back to work or go home again. Katie said, well, it doesn't look to me like they're feeling too upset about being out here in the sunshine, enjoying their friends and their family. Johnny looked at all their faces, and sure enough, all he saw was encouraging smiles. And he had this feeling inside his chest, kind of a buzzing feeling. It was like hope and thankfulness were getting so big inside of him that they couldn't stay bottled up inside, and they just wanted to go rushing out and greet everyone around him. Besides, said Katie, we all wanted to be with you when you found your green stone. And she pointed to Johnny's hand, and he looked, and sure enough, there was a stone shining and sparkling and gleaming with light. And he jumped up and started to dance around, and he ran to show everybody, look, I found my green stone. So, you can keep your stone in your pocket, or you can ask your parents to hold it, or your grandparents to hold it, or whoever. Yes, it's for you to keep in your pocket or any other safe place, just not in your mouth. And let's hold hands and say a prayer before we go to Sunday school. Gracious God, thank you for joy and love that you pour into our lives. Help us never to lose sight of the gifts you give us. Help us not to tarnish these precious things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.